the Municipal Museum, Lepanto Street, and the Plaza do Ferro. Although the city was not walled, its boundaries were well defined and even had gates such as the Cordeira Gate. This was in the Ferreiro Square before the Church of Santo Domingo ever existed. As the city grew, the gates were moved. In this square, merchants sold iron-related products. The Bowens House particularly stands out in this square, which contains the interesting family history of how a modest man achieved advancement thanks to not only his cloth business, but also by managing to connect the family lineage of a descendant with nobility, and with this, gain position and wealth. Later would come the search for a historically noble and glorious lineage, which was employed for the purposes of legal trickery. One member of the family even wrote a chronologically ordered historical narrative in search of ancestors, such as to end up by being related to Saint Facundo, Saint Primitivo, and some of the Gothic kings, to mention but a few from a long list. The desire for social standing of this family led them to give maximum exposure to their coats of arms on the facade of the building, as well as commissioning and funding the first chapel of the cathedral and build themselves an ancestral home, that of San Damiano, which is now a country home for rural tourism. The fountain, featured centrally in the square, possibly comes from San Estebo do Rivas do Sil. Most of the fountains in the city come from this monastery and the monastery of Osaira, and were bought at the time of ecclesiastical confiscations of Mendizobal at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th century. Around this square there are many places to have a glass of wine and a tapa, such as orella, which is cooked pig's ear, as well as local cheeses, octopus, empanadas, or stuffed pastries, and many more traditional or innovative delicacies, which makes el tapeo, or snacking, a good culinary choice for eating out. Calle Lepanto, or Lepanto Street, comes from the former Galician form of the same name, which has been Castilianized, although there is no record of inhabitants of Ourense taking part in the Battle of Lepanto. Formerly, this was known as the Rua da Obra, roughly translated as Construction Street, since masons and other workers involved in the building of the cathedral settled here. The municipal museum building belonged to the Montoto Mendez family, as did the Chapel of Los Remedios, whose coat of arms are repeated on the facade. Although it's a Renaissance building from the 16th century, in 1987 it was remodeled to house the museum. It exhibits artwork from various Galician artists. The museum has three floors, two of which are dedicated to contemporary exhibitions. The last floor houses the permanent exhibition Prieto Nespereira, composed of 54 previously unseen works. In some cases, we can see sketches of illustrations made for the well-known magazines Blanco y Negro and La Bierda, published at the beginning of last century. There are also sketches of his interpretations of the period, made together with peers and distinguished people of the time, and caricatures, such as that of his friend Vicente Risco.